to listen to the Left Traffic Podcast.
What is up, Lap Traffic Nation? Welcome to episode 159 of the Lap Traffic Podcast. I am your host, the Professor Brandon Crowd, with a little frog in the throat. Yes, man, since I've gotten back from Homestead, there has been a cough that just won't go away. And, well, hey, that's what happens when you go from 75 degrees for a week back up to this nonsense here in Michigan. But that said, we'll persevere here for sure. Hope you all had a fantastic weekend. Hope you all are getting ready for Thanksgiving. Definitely busy weekend this past weekend. A lot of running around to do. Finished decorating the house. Got the tree lit behind me in the background. As you know, I mentioned it a few times that Lindsay and I, we've got Lions season tickets. And the atrocious product that is the Detroit Lions. I'm contemplating not going to the game this year. It's been tradition. It's been a lot of fun to do that I think we've been doing it like the last 8 or 9 years. But I have seriously been talking with Lindsay, and we are fortunate that Detroit has another long-standing tradition, and that is America's Thanksgiving Parade on the world-famous Woodward Avenue, which is on NBC at some point on Thursday, which is pretty cool because most of you guys will actually get to see a little bit of it as well. I'm sure you've seen it at some point in time. So we're thinking of going downtown, checking out the parade, throwing turkey on the smoker, of course, beforehand. The only thing that might pull us into the stadium is Lindsay really wants to see the halftime performance that is Brothers Osborne, who, I'm going to be honest, I hadn't heard of them. Apparently, I've heard their song or songs, but I'm a little late to the party on the Brothers Osborne, if you will. And then after that, man, Friday, usual tradition, we're going to go head up to Frankenmuth for the day, do some shopping in downtown Frankenmuth. Make a stop at Bronner's, the world's largest Christmas store. If you're from the Midwest or have been to Michigan, odds are you've probably been there. And that said, I'm sure I'll have a fun recap of that next week. But whatever your tradition is on Thanksgiving, I hope you all have a fantastic Thanksgiving, of course. Last week, man, what a fun show with Jeff Striegel. He is such a breath of fresh air to talk to, provided awesome take on Homestead, the 2019 season. So go check out episode 158 if you haven't already. Last week's show was the last traditional show, if you will, for the year as far as segments and regiment go. Rest of the show this year and early part of next year, a little looser as far as the format goes. Going to have some fun over the next couple weeks here. Excuse me. I'm working on a few ideas for next season. Fantasy, obviously, going to have some tweaks, and so will the layout of next year's show. Going to attempt to get you guys involved more. I've got some new ideas for giveaways, which I think are going to work, hopefully. Instead of just doing, hey, as soon as the show hits X followers, give something away. Try to throw in something different in the mix there, and I think that'll be a lot of fun. There's still time to vote for the Lap Traffic Year-End Awards. I'm going to close that down tomorrow night, so I'll run it through tomorrow night. So if you want to go vote, you still got time to do that on the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. And that show will be not next week, but the following week. I believe that is December 10th will be the awards show. And I think I got something pretty cool lined up for next week already. So, all right, enough rambling. Without further ado, before I get to today's show, the Lucky Dog and Lap Down recap. Don't forget, the Lap Traffic Podcast is a part of the Big Heads Media Network. Big Heads Media has you covered from sports to entertainment, so go check out bigheadsmedia.com. All right, like I just said, today's show is the Lucky Dog Lap Down recap of 2019. I've got your tweeted responses. I got your calls on the Wave Around hotline for your overall picks for 2019. I've got my picks. And then I've got your season recaps, all of your tweets, all of your calls. I've been keeping tally on a spreadsheet, and I'll break down the top picks for each, along with some random and funny responses throughout the year as well. And I'm thinking, You know, it's rivalry week, college football, and you guys know that I've taken some shots from Mr. Matt Tift, Brad Yunker, and I was thinking of getting a hold of Matt. Obviously, got a lot going on health wise, so I figured. And all I did was text him early. I'm like, Brad, you're gonna be around later. I'm gonna give you a call. We haven't talked in a minute. And I know he's on vacation, so it very well could have gone over his head that it's Tuesday and show night and all that. So I'm going to blow in a call to Brad Yunker at the end of this thing just to have a little fun with Michigan, Ohio State, one of the longest running college football rivalries. Michigan still has the advantage, but I'm not going to say advantage. Michigan still holds the lead as far as wins and losses is concerned, but you know, I can't look in the past as a Michigan fan. We have not performed, and I'm sure Brad, if he answers, will definitely tell me that. So, all right, without further ado, as I've said that twice now already, let's get this thing started. Let's get to the final Lucky Dog and Lap Down picks. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, I've got quite a few lucky dogs myself. I'm picking one for all three series. In the Cup Series, Kyle Busch is my 2019 a lucky dog. Just a killer performance. Had a little slump there, 22 winless streak there, but he capped it off with a win and a championship to end out 2019. So Kyle Busch, 2019 lucky dog for me. My Xfinity lucky dog is going to the Big Three. They provided quality racing week in, week out, and gave a level of excitement as, hey, who could potentially win this week? I really liked what we got from the Xfinity Series this year from the Big Three. And my truck pick, I think you guys know, it's going to be Ross Chastain. Talked about him at length throughout the year. Loved the Cinderella story behind that. Unfortunately, wasn't able to get it done, but had a hell of a year in the Truck Series and definitely look forward to what he can do next year in the Xfinity Series. All right, I also have two other lucky dog picks. The first going out to Mr. Mick Rose, who has helped me out tremendously the last 2 years with the Lap Traffic Fantasy League. Mick, really, really appreciate your help and all of that. And I know Mick is not going to be assisting next year. Mick is cutting back his fantasy participation as far as running things and all that kind of stuff. Mick said he will definitely be playing, but is cutting back. And it's a lot for sure. So, Mick, I appreciate everything you've done for the last two seasons. Really, really do. And my final lucky dog for 2019, as slappy as it may be, it's got to go to Lap Traffic Nation. All of the support, submit your picks and calls each week to make this segment as fun as it is. I really, really love that this has taken off. And half the time, I don't even need to send out the tweet after the race on Saturday night or Sunday, whenever it may be. You guys are just sending them, which is awesome. I absolutely love that. So thank you guys so much for that. All right. My lap downs, not as many. my lap downs, Chevy. And I think Chevy's got to get it just because of the fact that this is now multiple years in a row that Chevy did not have representation in the Final Four, which I think just goes to show the type of year that they had that they weren't able to. Chase almost maybe could have gotten it done, just had three catastrophic weeks that he may never have those three types of weeks ever again in his career. Unfortunately, they happened at the worst possible time in the playoffs that he wasn't able to rebound. I think Chevy will get to the Final Four. Maybe not even next year. It might take till the new car in 2021. But that said, Chevy's got to get my lap down. And my other lap down, off weeks in the Truck Series, just too many. We start out at Daytona, we run it, well, last year we ran at Atlanta, then they were off for 5 weeks, it seemed like. Then they got another stretch, and then the playoffs, they start, and then they're off for a month. I wish there was a way to condense it, maybe start the season later, but they obviously are going to want to run and kick all three series off at Daytona. If we have to do that and build one, I just wish we could condense that so that there's not so many. But that's that. Those are my season lucky dog and lap down picks. Let's get to your tweeted responses. Eric at Eric S18 underscore nines. A lucky dog is Kyle Busch winning the championship. Lapped down Jimmy Johnson failing to make the chase and going winless again. John at D Nader's lucky dog is Hamlin. He is back to being a threat to win every week again. Great turnaround from last year. Lap down for John. Rain tires. Still haven't seen the Cup Series on rain tires on a road course yet. Rain on the road course, please. Hashtag no low-hanging fruit for me. John, you got to take it up with Aaron Studwell and Brian Newdorf on that one, man. I don't know what else to tell you there, brother. David at DFlint14's lucky dog, Joe Gibbs and Gray Golding. With all they both accomplished this year, all they have had to fight through, they both deserve to have had the years they did. I couldn't agree with you more there, sir. Lap down the Cup team at RCR. How do you bring Andy Petrie into the fold and still struggle for P25? You know, Dave, that's a good call there. And that's one of the things I'm a little nervous about next year with Tyler Riddick. You know, even though all the big three with Cole Custer, Christopher Bell, first year, you know, they may not have the success. Obviously, they're not going to go out and win eight races like they did in the Xfinity Series. But as far as the cars that they're going into, I honestly think Cole Custer's got the best Cup car that he's going into, established SHR team. It's not a satellite of Joe Gibbs like Christopher Bell's going into. And Tyler Riddick going in a Cup car at RCR. And, you know, we saw what happened with Daniel Hemric after 1 year. Now, obviously, Tyler, I think, is bringing a little bit more funding behind the picture there. But, you know, it could be interesting to see what happens as far as the success of the big three moving on up for sure. Good call there. Mick at GoDucks 42 underscore Mick's a lucky dog. Toyota 19 wins, complete domination. Lap down Team Chevy, only 7 wins, and 2 of those coming from Super Speedway, formerly known as Plate Tracks. I'm with you there 100%, Mick. Noah at Noah DD underscore 01 underscores lucky dog. The domination by Toyota this year, considering they have the least amount of cars on the track, it's downright impressive. Lap down HMS. They only had one good driver this year. Hopefully they can all perform better in Jimmy's final year. Yes, you definitely would like to see a valiant team effort next year with it being Jimmy's final year with that team. Matt at Matt X Culbs, lucky dog. It's got to be Joe Gibbs Racing in the entire Toyota camp. Such domination. I think that's the key word here. A lot of domination. Lap down. Have to go with Chase solely based on his performance late in the season. Could have had a Final Four appearance, but it wasn't in the cards. Eddie at EG3 underscore Fast Eddie's lucky dog. The big three in the Xfinity Series. Two-time champ Tyler Riddick, Cole Custer, and Bell. Excited to see these guys battle each other for Rookie of the Year in the Cup Series in 2020. Lap down, Clint Bowyer needs to win next year for sure. Eddie, man, that is a great call there. Just calling attention to Clint Bowyer there. Not that he needs attention called to him, but just to point out, man, had 2 wins in 2018. No wins this year. Definitely just seemed like that team could not click early on. They seemed to put together some top 10s, top 15s towards the end of the year. Obviously not where that team wants to be or feels they should be, nor does anybody else, I think. But yeah, I definitely think Clint needs to come back. I think SHR as a whole needs to come back with a vengeance. Outside of Kevin Harvick, you know, we really didn't hear much. You know, it was the occasional, oh, Suarez was leading. Bowyer's fighting for a top 5 and Almirola somewhere around, right? Like 2018, these guys were out there dominating. They all 4 got wins. Well, not Suarez because he was just with the team this year. But, you know, all 4 cars last year in 2018 with Kurt, you know, they all got the win there. So I think SHR as a whole needs to have a little bit better bounce back. So nice call there, Eddie. Brett at B Wayne 85 89's lucky dog, Joe Gibbs Racing, and the dominance they had on the season, having 3 of 4 in the final. Lap down the package in the Cup Series. Enough said. Mike dropped that, Brett. Just beat Ohio State. I like this Twitter hashtag or Twitter name at Van Beelen M. lucky dog has to be Matt D. Lost his ride, but ended up with a better one. That's a great call there, sir. I really like that. Lapdown is the new engine package. I can buy cars off the showroom floor with more horsepower. I like that. And to wrap up the tweeted responses, Scott at 1985 Wagner's lucky dog, Matt D. and the Wood Brothers car, Lapdown, Suarez outed by SHR. I like those last two with Matt D. Really excited to see what he's able to do next year with the Wood Brothers team for sure. You guys came hard and strong with the tweeted responses. Absolutely love that. Thank you guys. Can't wait for that for next year. But before we move along to the countdown, have to get to the calls on the Wave Around Hotline.
Hi, it's Matt Camper, 1994. Calling this week to get my lucky dog and lap down picks for the 2019 NASCAR season. So I got a lot of things to discuss in here and for the season. So let me just get right into it. So my lucky dogs for the 2019 NASCAR season. First of all, Matt Crafton. Not winning at all in the Gander Outdoor Truck Series season, unable to win the Gander Outdoor Truck Series Championship in the Final Four was just such an amazing thing. You know, he really didn't have that type of season. He was able to get into the playoffs and somehow, miraculously, you know, was able to get that championship in the Gander Outdoor Truck Series. And same thing for the Cup Series. Kyle Busch winning the Cup Series championship this season after a winless streak that went back to Pocono back in June. It's that type of season, you know, for both the Trucks and the Cup Series, both Matt Crafton and Kyle Busch. And I congratulate both of them, Matt and Kyle. You know, I know he's going to have more great seasons, maybe even more championships. Matt, just unbelievable. You know, both of them, really big congratulations to both of them. Number one from the Truck Series, Greg Biffle coming back to the Truck Series and winning at Texas was just a great thing to see. And, you know, it's something you don't get to see very often in NASCAR, where a driver comes back, especially a former Cup Series driver, into like the Truck Series and win the race. A great decision, I think, by Kyle Busch and KBM to bring him back. And really, it's just that was one of my favorite moments in the Truck Series this year. And then Joe Gibbs Racing having three cars in the championship four. I think Joe Gibbs had such a remarkable season, one of the best seasons I can remember for Joe Gibbs Racing in a long time. And it was just, I hope they can continue that next season. So my lap downs, I got a few. Denny Hamlin being the favorite in Homestead, but not able to win the championship because of that tape issue. I just feel bad for Denny, and I really hope he can come back and be in the championship form. Maybe even win a championship in the near future. It would be such an amazing thing to see. And then Chase Elliott. Is Elliott having that bad luck in a round of eight? It's just, I feel so bad for Chase. You know, he had some great wins. He really, I thought this season, you know, especially in the playoffs, he had some very good breaks when it comes to winning the race at the Roval after having that spin during the race and coming back to win that race. Chase Elliott remarkably down in the round of 12 and able to come back and be able to get into the round of 8. And then just the bad luck came for the round of 8 for Chase Elliott. And because, of course, he didn't make the championship four, and I just feel so bad for him. And I think it was just very bad luck, you know, in the round of 8 for him. And I really hope he's able to make the championship. I think he's there. I think 6 years, especially in the Cup Series now, I think he's that close maybe to making winning a championship potentially in the Cup Series. I think he's very close, and I really hope he's able to in the near future for the Cup Series win that championship that he deserves. And then finally, Jimmy Johnson, first time in modern era in the playoffs, not making the playoffs, you know. He had one of the worst seasons I think I can remember, Jimmy Johnson, a while. And, you know, he is, unfortunately, as you all know, is going to be retiring after next season. And I really hope that next season Jimmy Johnson is going to get at least one win. And I really hope that Jimmy Johnson is able to go out on top as next season's champion to retire full-time as the defending Cup Series champion. I really hope that will happen. I really wish Jimmy the best of luck next season and his last year. And it's going to be very exciting to see what Jimmy has to offer for his final season in the Cups next season. So that's it. Again, as I said last week, everybody enjoy your off season. And again, Brandon, great job this season with all you've done. Looking forward to the awards in the next week or two. And I'll talk to you again in Daytona coming up in February. So have a great off season. Thank you so much, Brandon.
Oh, Matt, man, thanks for calling in. I love everything that you had to say there. I want to just add a couple things to what you said there as far as calling out Matt Crafton as the lucky dog for the season there. That might be the truest lucky dog under the definition, just in terms of doing what he was able to do without a win. Man, that definitely, definitely impressive there. You mentioned Greg Biffle. That was absolutely awesome. That's one of those not going to forget moments for me, just because it was me, Brad Yunker, and the PETM podcast at the campsite at MIS in June watching that race around our phone. So that was definitely a very cool moment for sure. And your lap down, you mentioned, you know, Jimmy Johnson, and there's going to be a silly season recap here at some point in time. So that came out after I did the show last week. That has not slipped my mind that needs to be talked about, as well as a lot of other moves that have happened and that will happen here in the off season. So stay tuned for that. All right, let's get to the next call on the Wave Around Hotline.
Hey, Brandon, it's Kathleen at KHI Fan. I hope that everybody is easing into this off season well. I think the fact that I've been away from home is helping me. I know that once I get back and begin the hibernation process, the whole off season druthers will set in big time, and that's going to suck. Anywho, my left down. Oh no, let me start with my lucky dog for the season. Is going to go to the Xfinity Series. It sure was a lot of fun watching the top dogs trade race wins week after week for a good part of the season this year. We haven't had that in a long time, and I think next year it will be even better. So I'm looking forward to that. And it will be fun to see now who the new top dogs will be now that a good portion of them have moved up to Cup. My lap down is still going to go to the engine issue we had in the Truck Series that affected the playoff contenders. We still had an exciting championship run, but knowing it was altered was just a bummer. I know we can't go back and change that. And what if this and what if that doesn't matter, but I think we just got robbed of watching a true championship run. Anywho, that's all I have for now, and I don't know if I'll talk to you later because I don't know if we'll be calling in. But anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, Kathleen, thank you for calling in one last time this year. Of course, you'll be calling in later for sure. Absolutely. Cannot wait for 2020. Lucky dogs aren't going anywhere, that's for sure. Good call on the Xfinity Series there. The big three, the racing we got was just incredible to watch this year. I think having not just one guy in the Xfinity series be able to dominate, but to have three go out there and representing, you know, all three manufacturers. You know, we had Ford, Chevy, and Toyota represented strongly in the Xfinity series, and those three in the Final Four just made for an awesome 2019 Xfinity series. And the engine issue, man, yeah, that was rough. Las Vegas. Just to see how those all happened at the same time for the most part was just absolutely crazy. So I'm with you there. Good call there. Enjoy the off season and can't wait to talk to you in 2020. All right. One more. You know who it is. It's the voice of the Wave Around Hotline, Mr. Andrew Kantzian.
What's up, Brandon? Last Wave Around Hotline call of 2019. Thanks for taking my calls when they can be nonsense sometimes. But I think those are the most fun ones, personally. Thanks to Jimmy Johnson on a wonderful career. There's really not much to say other than he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest of all time. 7 championships, 83 wins. The list goes on and on. What a career. Hope he gets a couple wins here and gets to compete for a championship here in 2020. And on to the 2019 season, which, in my opinion, disclaimer, this is an opinion, was left a lot to be desired. The short track and road course package was awful. The intermediate package made some races more tolerable than past, maybe like Kentucky, for example, but ruined historically good races like Darlington, for example. This is the direction we're going. I've stuck with NASCAR this long through changes I dislike, whether it be, you know, any kind of gimmick that they've produced. But I'm still watching. I'm still going to watch because at the end, I love NASCAR. My lucky dog for the year is actually going to be William Byron. And that might sound ridiculous, but I'm going to explain why. I think he is arguably the most improved driver, maybe outside of Matt DiBenedetto, of 2018 to 2019. I would argue he's probably the fastest Chevy team. Towards the second half of the year. I know he didn't get a win when guys like Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson, I drew a blank for some reason, there got wins. But, you know, that team was consistently fast, and the way Chad Knaus ran his strategy was, I want to get the most points. I don't want to win. If I had to guess, that strategy is going to change in 2020. I think Byron's going to get a couple wins. I'm running out of time here, so I'm going to make this last little quick. But my last down is Daniel Suarez. I expected him to make a jump with a little change in personnel and equipment. Kind of had a similar year with Gibbs, and now he's out of a ride, which is unfortunate because I think he could bring a different fan base to NASCAR. So I hope he lands on his feet, gets a good ride, and starts improving. Thanks for 2019, and I can't wait to fire him up 80-something days in Daytona.
Oh, Mr. Andrew Kantzian, thank you for calling in almost every week, which is a commitment, and I appreciate that. As with Kathleen there and Matt towards the end of the year, they're fired up. You guys all, man, I love it. It's just so awesome. But just a really quick highlight off of what you said there, man, not so much your picks, but what you said at the beginning in terms of the package, the short tracks and the road courses, you know, really kind of taking some elements away. You mentioned Darlington there too, you know, and I got to think that 2020 is going to be the same as far as, you know, the type of racing that we're going to get at the courses. And, you know, I think the schedule shakeup might be enough to put a Band-Aid over that for the first half of the year, maybe. But, man, I don't know. I look forward to 2021. For sure. I hope they come at it swinging and they knock one out of the park there in terms of that car, and we see some changes here for sure. All right, guys, that is going to do it for your Lucky Dog and Lap Down picks for the season. Thank you so much for all of that. Let's do a quick social media segment and then get into the countdown for sure. All right. Everybody, make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow on Twitter, at LapTrafficPC. And on Instagram, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Listen to the show on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Blueberry, Acast, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Let's see here. About 65 followers away from giving away a t-shirt. Thank you to all of the retweets and all of that. Keep them up. Hopefully we'll get there somewhere in the next couple weeks. Hopefully sooner than that, to be honest. I will pick back up next year with the new follower shout outs and all that good stuff. But thank you to everyone that's followed. Hope you like the show. Tell your friends, all that good stuff. And let's see here. Let's get the Big Heads Media promo in here as well. Don't forget to check out Big Heads Media at Big Heads Media and check out this awesome podcast as well.
The 19th hole, a full hour of everything golf, from your local course to the PGA, LPGA, and more, with interviews of club pros and the world's best professional and amateur golfers.
All right, guys, the 19th hole might be the coolest name for a golf podcast ever. I think that's fantastic. Absolutely love that. I know I've played at a couple courses where they have a 19th hole so that that golf ball that you absolutely hated, you could just shuck onto a, you know, a green 20 yards out from the clubhouse. That's absolutely fantastic. I love that. All right, speaking of sports, football season is, man, it is I can't believe it's almost over. College basketball is here. And, man, Thanksgiving, man, we got three big games coming up. It's time to get off the sideline, get into the action with MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little to win a lot, try a parlay. I might even try a parlay this week on Thursday, not going to lie. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet for multiple games for a bigger payout. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing. Go to mybookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. Tired of watching the games from the couch with nothing to gain? MyBookie wants you to get your mind off everything else, back on the game. If you join now, they'll match half your deposit. Just make sure you understand all the rules. They've got them all spelled out for you on MyBookie.ag. Use promo code LATEFEE to activate the offer. That's promo code LATEFEE to take advantage of MyBookie's generous sign-up offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, let's fire up the dog one more time here. Let's get to the totals for the year. But first, man, I got to tell you, roughly 500 votes submitted for Lucky Dogs and 450 lap down picks submitted throughout the year via tweets and the Wave Around hotline. I'm sure I missed a couple here or there, but man, that is absolutely awesome. And again, while you guys were a part of my Lucky Dog picks, because you guys absolutely rock. All right, before we get to the countdown, let's take a look at some of the funny submissions that were sent in this year. All right, so a couple of the funny Lucky Dogs that came in. Keelan Harvick actually got two Lucky Dog votes throughout the year, which is absolutely fantastic. I believe those came in around the time of the Michigan win, for sure there. Brian Newdorf got one Lucky Dog pick this year, and I wonder if that was the week he may have been on or may have been off the show. Dairy Queen got a Lucky Dog pick there. Idea where that one came from. Let's see. West Coast Time got a Lucky Dog nomination. Obviously, assuming that was from someone that took favor to the start time for a West Coast race there for sure. All right. Those were a couple of the funny Lucky Dogs. Let's see. A couple of the funny lap down picks that came in. This one, man, this one cracked me up when I was pulling these out. Catfishing got a lap down vote. The Field got a lap down vote. Lights got a lap down vote. I think I gave myself a lap down vote. Let's see. Post-race interviews got one lap down vote. And Aaron Studwell got one lap down vote. So Brian Newdorf with a Lucky Dog. Aaron Studwell with a lap down. The Fox got one. Xfinity Drivers Not Getting It Done got one. There, you guys came strong with some of these lap downs throughout the year. Surprising, Natalie Decker, all the heat she takes, only got one lap down vote throughout the entire year there. So those were some of the funny ones that stood out. All right, now let's get to the top 10 Lucky Dogs for this year. We'll start with number 10. Ross Chastain came in 10th with your Lucky Dog picks. Coming in at 9th was Brad Keselowski. Coming in at 8 was Kyle Larson. Coming in at 7 was Alex Bowman. Coming in at 6, which I like this one, Mr. Matt DiBenedetto. Coming in at 5 was Mr. Kevin Harvick. Coming in at 4 was Martin Truex Jr. Coming in at three was Chase Elliott. Second, this one, you're kind of going to wonder this one, the fans. So there were some times where I just had to group these under one category. So the fans of the sport, whether it was from the racing we got to watch or the track, something like that. So the fans came in at second. And the lucky dog winner for 2019 goes to Kyle Busch. All right, so there are the top 10 lucky dog picks. Let's go to the top 10 lap down picks. Starting with 10, here's some irony. It is Kyle Busch in 10th for the lap down picks. Kyle Larson in at 9, two-way tie for 8th with the racing and the weather. And I think that's very funny that those two tied. Coming in at 7th is Clint Bowyer. Coming in at 6, and that's funny, he came in at 6 on both of them, is Mr. Kevin Harvick. In 5th is Jimmy Johnson, which it's funny that he came in at 5th with the most lap downs there. Denny Hamlin coming in at 4th, no surprise there. NASCAR coming in at 28th, and I probably could have combined these two for NASCAR to take over because in second was the rules package, but there was so much separation between what could have been categorized as NASCAR and people that specifically said the rules package. I broke it out there. And the number one lapped down pick for 2019, and this might come as a surprise, Chase Elliott. Gets the number one lapped down in terms of votes this year. All right. Well, I hope you guys had some fun with that. I absolutely love the segment. The segment's so awesome that it gets its own show at the end of the year now. I absolutely love that. So that is officially going to do it for the Lucky Dog and Lap Down picks for 2019. And all right, I think it's time. I have to try to blow in a quick call to Mr. Brad Yunker here just to see what he's thinking for this weekend's MSU-OSU game. I think I have some appropriate music that I can drop in here, and let's see if we can get a hold of him.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
Yeah.
I'm down here live in, where are we at? The Magic Kingdom.
Wow. All right. So you're doing the whole spiel, man. I've seen pictures of Mickey Mouse and, splits on Broadway, sure, the Main Street there. Man, you're...
Yep. Just enough to make you puke.
Yeah, I could only, you know, I tell you, I haven't been there since high school. And depending on how you go and why you go, it can or cannot be fun. And man, did you find that beer that you were looking for is the important question.
I have not yet.
You have not found, you got to go to Downtown Disney then. You just got to take a bus and go.
They trick you because they tell you you have to sit down and eat if you're going to have drinks of that nature here. So
look at that. That's like, so it's like communism. They're like, they tell you when you can eat and what you can drink, man.
I know, it's terrible. I'm gonna find me a bottle of Captain and some Coke, and I'll be at the resort all day tomorrow.
I highly support that.
Yes.
All right, Matt. Well, I'm sure you know why I'm calling. You figured it out. I assume we're on the show.
Yeah. And we're what, double or nothing now?
Well,
or
so that's the thing, because I've yet to be able to make payment on last year. So so I was going to let you set the bet since
man. Well, part of me wishes I was up there at your house for this game so I could see you wearing my Ohio State jersey during this game.
Well, it's you know, you missed the meat smoke party a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Could have maybe done something then, but well, I still want to make good on the bet from last year just cuz I think it'll be a lot of fun to be a pit member for the day on the number 30 Yunkers car there once that thing gets fired back up next year. But
fired back up. Don't say fired. We've already seen the fire with that.
It was on fire. That's a true story. Which made for some great pictures, just not not the best performance, so to speak. Oh, that's funny. All right. So how, I mean, you guys are just going to destroy us. I mean, it opened up at like 13 points. I think it's down to 8.5, but that's just because, you know, the money coming in isn't a true indication, I don't feel, of what the line is on this
one. I'm hoping.
Oh.
I mean, if anything, you guys, the defense will be too busy dragging you guys around the field.
See, I'm with you there. That's the thing. It's like, I don't see how Michigan can get it done. Now, to be fair, you guys have snuck through a couple, but you guys are a powerhouse.
Here's the thing. You guys, everybody says snuck through. It was 11 points. Why does everybody call that snuck through for us?
Well, just because of the high level that this team is being held to.
It's the bar we set early.
Exactly. See, that's the problem. You got to go struggle against Army early in the year, and then the bar gets set a little lower.
Set it really low, so, and then work your way up.
Yeah. I wish this game had a little bit more meaning behind it. I think it would have been awesome.
It's getting there. It's coming back.
But see, here's the thing. Back. You know, your favorite's coming into the big house. Next year, we're coming back down to the shoe. I don't see it getting any better that way. You know, so
I see Penn State didn't enjoy their time there.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. And they gave us a thrashing, so.
Right.
All right, so obviously we know who you've got winning the game, but give me a score. How bad is it going to be?
Shoot. What do I want to say? 35 to 14.
Oh, wow. That's a closer margin than what I've got.
Oh, yeah. I like yours better.
I think it's going to be 42 to 10.
Ooh. Yeah. I'll take that one better.
I wish I could say something else, but I just can't. I just can't. There's nothing. I don't have any reason to believe that it's not going to be that bad. It's like the Lions. I wish I had some level of hope. There's nothing. It's gone. There's just nothing.
Yes, I understand that completely.
Right?
Yes. Like, being a Browns fan, I know how that goes.
But you know, but at least you guys are in a rebuild. Like, we're not supposed to be in a rebuild.
Yeah,
like,
you guys are supposed to be in the playoffs.
We're supposed to be doing something here. I want it to be different, but if I'm trying to be objective, I can't, so that's where we're at. So how long are you down in Florida till?
I will be down here until next Monday.
All at Disney?
No, there's a couple of parks down here, but I'm going golfing and hanging out at the resort for a few days too.
Fantastic.
So, I can only handle so much Disney.
Right. Yeah, I can only imagine, man. I want to see a picture of you next to a mouse with some ears on.
I can work on that.
With a beer in your hand. If you could pull that off, that would be
if I
awesome.
Could pull that off.
That would be awesome.
Well, now the hunt's going to be on.
There you go. Challenge has been set and accepted. That's awesome. Well, man, tell Andrea happy birthday. Tell Chloe I said hi. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, there's Chloe. What's up, girl? How are you?
Oh, I can't hear. Hello?
How are you?
I'm great.
Excellent. Well, I hope you guys have a fantastic Thanksgiving, and look forward to talking to you guys very soon.
All right, you too, buddy. Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll see you guys.
All right, bye.
Bye. Later, Brad. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, that is going to do it for episode 159 of the Lap Traffic Podcast. Make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow on Twitter, @LapTrafficPC. Subscribe, download, review the show. Big thanks to Brad Yunker, impromptu call there. And a huge thanks to Lap Traffic Nation for all your support in the Lucky Dog segment. Looking forward to next week's show for sure. Go vote. You got till tomorrow night on the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Don't get caught chasing the lucky dog. Make sure you tune in each and every week to the Lap Traffic Podcast. See ya!